USA Radio News.
More U.S. money is earmarked for Ukraine.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. That includes artillery systems, helicopters, ammunition, and armored vehicles. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the money will go toward reinforcing capabilities in Ukraine or providing new capabilities.
All of them are designed to help Ukraine, as we talked about, help Ukraine in the fight that they are in right now, and the fight that they will be in coming days and weeks in the eastern part of the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Tornadoes swept through central Texas, injuring 24 people. Meanwhile, more severe storms with damaging winds loom in the central Midwest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with the remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
While most Americans probably aren't looking past this November's election, Republican and Democrat committees are looking to 2024 and beyond. The Republican National Rules Committee authorized the current site selection committee to choose both the 2024 and 28 convention locations. If approved, members will announce the location soon. Meanwhile, Democrats are still deciding the location of its 2024 convention city. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said Wednesday she's planning to choose a replacement for former Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin. He's facing finance fraud charges. Hochul gave every indication she would choose a replacement for Benjamin, which she can do unilaterally. However, she stressed the search for a new lieutenant governor is still early in the process. And e-commerce giant Amazon announced that for the first time in company history, it will charge sellers a 5% fuel and inflation surcharge beginning April 28th. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
As promised, illegal immigrants have been bused from Texas to the steps of the U.S. Capitol. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
As promised by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he bused dozens of illegal immigrants from Texas to Washington, D.C., where they were dropped off Wednesday morning a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol. Governor Abbott insists the federal government is failing to adequately address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, more than 50 House Republicans are pressing Customs and Border Protection over the possibility it may use Veterans Affairs medical personnel to stem an expected migrant border surge. The letter comes a little over a month before the May 23rd end date for the Title 42 policy. It's a Trump-era public health order that allows for the expulsion of most migrants entering the U.S. because of COVID-19. New research suggests that most patients with Achilles tendon tears may not need surgery. In the biggest ever study investigating whether surgery or braces paired with physical therapy is best, scientists in Norway tracked more than 500 patients who had a variety of treatments. They reported Wednesday they found only slight differences in how everyone recovered about a year later. And the surging cost of energy pushed wholesale prices up a record 11.2% last month from a year earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.